The city of Nashua has begun a 13-week class on how city government works. The class is more popular than anyone expected. The first session opened Monday night, and NHPR's Emily Corwin was there.
Library is another board. Now, the library board is kind of a self-perpetuating board.
10 minutes in, Nashua Mayor Jim Donchus is hitting his stride. This is the kickoff of City Academy. It's a class that runs for 2 hours once a week for 13 weeks. The syllabus includes such subjects as what happens to solid waste and what tax assessors do. Doesn't sound riveting?
I wouldn't call it dry.
Jay Welch is one of the younger faces in the room. He says he's here to find out how decisions get made. Like many here, he's also an avid volunteer. This place is packed.
We haven't done this before. This is a new thing.
Not even Mayor Donchus thought so many people would want to come.
And so 50 people signed up very quickly, and we then had to close registration.
So what's the appeal? That runs the gamut. Gloria Timmons says she's thinking about running for the Board of Aldermen.
They have a lot of power. I want to be able to direct that power in the right direction.
Timmons is worried city government may be serving the needs of the privileged more than others. Timmons is retired from the U.S. Army and from state government. She says this class may help her decide to run. Bill Borde was also in the Army as a medic in the late 60s. Now he's retired from the tech industry.
You know, in general, I mean, this election, last election was so important that it motivated me to get off my butt.
Borde says he's here answering Bernie Sanders' call to get involved. He's trying to figure out how.
This patriotic duty to fight for our democracy, this is more important to me than my Army service. I mean, when I was in the Army, it was involved foreign battles. This is a domestic battle.
Muhammad Mustaq Arif is not here to battle. He's a refugee from Burma who volunteers with local civic groups. He says he wants to share with other refugees information about how local government works.
Because when a refugee, we are living totally divided. Divided means most people living in a refugee camp. Most people living without their governor or their, proper connection to the public.
When you've been stateless for years or decades, Mustaq Arif says, having a government at all can be unfamiliar. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
And this is Morning Edition from NHPR.